Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 14 September 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We got a special guest tonight. I haven't had this gentleman on for quite a while. We're going to talk to Sheriff Richard Mack. And he's going to share something that you're doing this month in Virginia, in Lynchburg, Virginia, that I think is a fantastic move. Do I think it's going to do any good? I'm going to tell you why, folks. I can't tell you what's going to happen. Like somebody wants to tell me that you don't know where a pickle's going to score. So we're going to see what comes out of this meeting Sheriff Mack has called in Virginia. And I know, by golly, they're trying to do what's right. They're taking a stand. I'm going to support them all I can. You know, folks, somebody once said, duty is ours, consequences are God's. So our job is to do what's right. Let our God decide what the outcome may be. But anyway, before we go to them, let's go very quickly to mentioning that this weekend, this coming Saturday, 11:30 a.m., we'll be having Bible study. And you know, you can join us live on livestream.com by going to pastorbutch.com. Pastorbutch.com, watch us live on livestream. Now, folks, that is not a cheap program. That's about $2,500 here to keep that thing running. But we do it because we think you want to join us. I hope you will. I truly do. We had to ask one gentleman to quit joining us on there because of his remarks when a guest was speaking. But nonetheless, come and join us anyway, please. And you can also listen on a couple of different phone lines. You get a pen handy. I'm going to give you the phone numbers in a minute and listen to us live. You can also call and share your comments and questions, all right? Before you get the numbers, though, get a pen handy, please. We are still offering the Mark the Beast DVD that I did teaching back on August 1st. Now, folks, if I didn't think this was vitally important, I wouldn't keep offering it. For $10 a DVD, it's an hour long, maybe 2 hours. I think it even has current events on it also. And 20 minutes of Dr. Cassie Majet discussing the vaccination and what's in that and how it is going to be nano-chipped. And I'm serious about that, folks. I'm dead serious about that. You'll see that on that video also. I want you to understand that the Mark of the Beast is not what everybody thinks it's going to be. If it was, very few will be deceived into taking it, put it that way. So, it's available, $10 delivered to your door. If you get it, you make copies all you want to, pass them out. Folks, we just have to pay shipping costs. I can't do it for free. But that Mark the Beast could literally change your mind, maybe save somebody's soul. Please understand that. I'm still offering Stan Johnson's book, How Pre-Trib Won. And folks, we got some in already. We want to get them out here to you, How Pre-Trib Won. Now, a lot of the things in the book I don't understand or nor necessarily agree with in the way of prophecy. But I do know that he destroyed the idea of the theory of the pre-tribulation. And that's vitally important. Two great lies Satan used to kill the church. Pre-trib, once saved, always saved. And he used it to destroy the church's effectiveness. He made them become cowards and complacent in this world. We're not put here to sit back and let things happen against our Father's will. We're to stand up against Him and fight with everything in us to preserve what He's given us. But nonetheless, our pre-trib one is available. You can buy one book for $20, but I think that's kind of silly. When you get 10 of them, it's a special from Stan, 10 books for $40, that's delivered price, to give to your family and friends, $4 a piece, while they last. Folks, I only got a few bundles of them. When they're going on, I'll not be getting any more, so I'll order them quickly. One book for 20, 10 for 40. Just call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Call and order the books or the Mark the Beast DVD or CD, your choice. And, of course, we're offering again The Grand Design Exposed by John Daniel. Folks, this is a phenomenal book. When you read it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. I can't describe to you in 30 seconds what's in a couple hundred page book. But once you see it, you understand what I'm saying about how none of this is coincidence. Nothing's happened by chance, ever. Ever. Nothing happened by chance. There's a reason for it, especially in politics. But I got the remaining few cases that I know of anywhere. I got a real good deal on folks. This delivery price is $10 to your door while they last. The Grand Design Exposed by John Daniel. You've got to get a copy to read it and get copies for your friends if you want to, because it's that important. Now, the numbers that you can call, listen to our Bible study this weekend, here are the two numbers. You don't need a code or anything, just dial these numbers. 605-562-0489. 605-562-0489 or 641-741-2866. 641-741-2866. We'll get you live listening to the teachings come weekend, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Now, let's go to our guest tonight, Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff Mack's been out in the front lines battling this situation with this nation, with the New World Order, and all the things go behind it for a lot of years. He was up with the Bundys in Nevada protecting their ranch when this was all going on. He was right there on the front lines when it almost went to a firefight. And, folks, I'll tell you what, you may not agree with everything Richard Mack says or does. That's okay. I don't agree with everything my wife does either and says, but still I live with her, so that's okay. We'll get along. Just know that he's trying to do what's right as best she understands how to do it. No one understands everything the same way. Understand this. Just please get that through your head. I can share a foxhole with someone who's willing to stand for what's right and keep my back. I may not agree with everything they believe, but I can share a foxhole with somebody that will stand up with me and fight the enemy. I hope you all can too. Again, I guess tonight, Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff Mack, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch, and thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome, my friend. We go back a few years now, don't we?
Well, when we first stayed in that hotel somewhat, 75 years ago, I think it was.
It seems like it sometimes. It does.
I don't know. That was about, what, 20, 25 years ago?
Yeah, at least 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes, at least 20 years ago. Well, where were we speaking at? Where were we? You remember?
No, I don't.
Been that long.
Yeah, was it at a preparedness expo?
You know, I don't remember. I don't know.
I don't either.
I'm thinking Michigan, but I'm not real sure. But anyway, it's good to have you back, Sheriff Richard. We'll be back a long ways. You've been out on the front lines, as I and some others have, battling the enemy as best we understand how to do it and doing it for the glory of God and trying to discern what is right to do and when to do it. And you have, of course, worked a lot with local sheriffs. And you've written several books, folks. He's written some books on the Last Hope for America, on the sheriffs and their jurisdiction inside your county. Most people don't realize this, but the sheriff is the highest law office in your county in the land. No one has authority over your local sheriff, not even the President of the United States. No one. Because you elected him to represent you and to stand for you and to maintain the order and peace of your county, to protect you and your family. And your so-called God-given rights, I'll call them God-given duties, he's there to help protect that and to make sure these things are left alone. Well, Sheriff Richards worked with many sheriffs over the years, and he's trying his best to organize them to make a difference in what's happening in this country now, folks. And believe me, America needs strong sheriffs now more than ever before. And Sheriff Richard, come on in, share some comments. Very quickly, for new listeners, tell a little bit about yourself and who you are, and just something that what Richard Mack has done in the past and is trying to do now.
All right, well, thanks. I grew up under an FBI father, and I tried to get in the FBI, but it didn't work out. And while I was trying to get in the FBI, I got a part-time job at local police department as a parking enforcement cadet, officially known as a meter maid. And so I did that for a while.
I tell you, Richard, I've seen cuter meter maids.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, about 3 or 4 years later, down the road, while I'd already been a full-time patrol officer for about 2.5-3 years, I completely had an overhaul epiphany, and I completely started over in my life and in my career, and I started investigating why we have police, why we have government, why we keep writing all these tickets to everybody, why we're tax collectors instead of public servants. And while I was, seriously, I started investigating every bit of that. I wanted to know why I was being directed to abuse citizens and write all these tickets. And I said, I want to know why. If I'm a tax collector, then I want to know why I'm a tax collector instead of a peace officer that's truly serving the people and taking care of people and helping people. And after that epiphany, I ran smack in the face of the oath of office that I took as a peace officer. And I swore in God's name that I would uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution. And I said to myself, Mac, there's no way you get to keep that oath if you've never read the document you swore an oath to uphold. So I started studying, Butch.
Yes, yes.
Well, I studied.
And that's when you got in trouble, wasn't it? That's when you got in trouble. You started reading what you swore a whole note to, and you got in trouble,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yep. Oh, totally. Butch, I've said that same thing. I did something really crazy. I actually read the Constitution.
You know, I did the same thing when I was pastoring church. I started reading the Bible on my own, and I got in all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, that's amazing. And way back before the Great Enlightenment, everybody just, you know, did what the priest or the pastor said.
That's right.
And we believed him. That's what the Bible says. Okay. But then, when everybody could read their own Bible, everybody said, no, I don't think that preacher's not telling me the truth, you know?
Amen.
And so everybody kind of changed the way we look at the world, and now, I say the same thing to the peace officers of this country. Quit believing your sergeant, quit believing your lieutenant and your captain and your major and your sheriff or the chief of police. Find out for yourself if these things are true. Find out for yourself if the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, or if it's okay to violate your oath of office, or do you even have to keep your oath of office? Why do you take an oath that you summarily ignore? And if you start looking at all of that, Butch, I promise you, everyone will come to the same conclusion that I did. They'll run smack in the face of the principles of liberty that God gave us, and that we're here to obey God's law, and that all government, I don't care what branch of government you're in, I don't care if you're the dog catcher or the president, the governor, the mayor, or cop, we all have the same responsibility and duty to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution and thereby preserving the God-given liberty we were born with.
And taking one step further than that, Richard, we are to uphold the Word of God no matter what man's law says. We are to obey our God.
Yeah, God's law is first.
That's right.
God's law is first.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got tired of oppressing people and taxing people And I completely changed how I viewed my job. And we could still be Christians and peace officers. We can. We could still even write a few tickets here and there. But I will tell you, writing unrighteous tickets is a sin. And I had a college professor that said, the best way to sell your soul to the devil is to become a cop. And I said, okay, why? You got to tell me why on that one. He says, because you'll do favors for your friends and family, and where you write some people a ticket, then you won't write a ticket to your friends and family, and that's immoral and sinful.
Hypocritical.
When I actually, that's before I became a cop. When I actually became a cop, I wanted to go back and tell him, hey, Mr. Gunn, his name was Roger Gunn. And I said, Mr. Gunn, we shouldn't be writing tickets to anybody, let alone you telling us we should go to hell for being not writing them.
I want to share something with you. I know you got a lot more covering that, but I got to share this. It's on my heart to share it. I have some listeners in Pennsylvania. Very fine family. Got a couple youngins and very good Christian people. The young boy sent me a birthday card a couple weeks ago. Had a $5 bill in it to use for the ministry. And it was a really sweet card to Pastor Butch.
Wow.
Well, I got a letter from his mom today. He raised chickens and sold eggs on the side. That's how he made some extra money. Somebody in the community turned him in. Maybe maybe for animal cruelty or for code enforcement. So code enforcement's now after the little boy for having chickens in a homemade sign put up selling eggs.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, this is when you talk about law enforcement. Law enforcement, there's no. This is where sheriffs step in, tell the code enforcer to get their hind end off this property. It's not theirs. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but this young boy, he's 10 years old. He's a free enterprise little guy. They're homeschooled. I mean, God forbid that. But, you know, they're homeschooled.
Oh, yeah.
That's learning some morals. But, you know, this liberal jackass turned him in, supposedly. Now he's under code enforcement.
You know what that's akin to? That's the same thing as neighbors complaining about the kids having a lemonade stand.
Exactly.
And the cops come and shut them down. That's the exact same thing.
If we had to contact the sheriff of that county and get him involved in this.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm serious.
You know,
but anyway, go ahead. We'll talk about that later. I'll talk to you off the air about that.
Do we know? Do we understand what pursuit of happiness means?
If they're
not hurting anybody, you know, for heaven's sakes. But we need to be better neighbors. We need to read the Good Samaritan story, I guess, more. But so anyway, I went to a constitutional training seminar, and at that seminar, while I was doing all my studies of the Constitution, I took another oath, and it was just to me and to God, and I said, I will never be on the wrong side again. And I continued on with my career, and luckily I was starting to get promoted. I was patrol sergeant, and then right after that I became a detective. I don't know if I would have lasted very long as a patrol sergeant, because I would have been telling the guys to only write righteous tickets, and so I only stayed on patrol for a couple of months, so I didn't really get a chance to implement all that. But I probably would have been fired had I stayed there. But I became a detective, and I did that for about 3 years, specialized in crimes against children and also crimes committed by children. And have some real scars from that time. It was horrible investigating some of those crimes. But then in 1988, I moved home to Arizona and ran for sheriff. And then in 1992, I was reelected as Graham County Sheriff. And then in 1994, I became the first sheriff in American history to sue the federal government, take the case all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and win. And Butch, I want to give you a quote from that decision right now. That decision is the most powerful, miraculous 10th Amendment decision in the history of our country. It's the most powerful state sovereignty case ever to come out, local autonomy. And in it, Justice Scalia wrote the decision. And I also want to honor, I just talked to this man. The man who did it with me was Sheriff Prince from Montana. he and I ended up at the Supreme Court together on this case. His name somehow stuck to the case more than mine, and I actually asked him if he ever knew why. I said, Jay Prince. I said, Jay, why was your name attached to the case in history books more than mine? And he goes, I found out why. And I said, why? And he says, yeah, you filed first. I said, I know I did, about 3 or 4 weeks before you did. And he goes, and you and I never talked about the lawsuit until after we filed. I said, no, that's true. I never knew who you were until I heard CBS News announce your suit, the same one that the sheriff from Arizona was doing. He said, my court calendar was not as full as yours, so my case, although it was filed after yours, it was actually heard before yours. And he said, whoever's case was heard first at the district court was the one whose name was attached at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Gotcha.
And I said, well, thank you. Now I know. But I was never mad. I was just always wondering, how did they decide whose name to put on it? Why put Prince when you could put Mac, you know? And
yeah.
So, anyway, that was the only reason. But I was the first to file. Jay Prince is 73, and he's a little bit of failing health, but he's doing okay. And I tried to get him to come to our conference that we're having on September 30th in Lynchburg, Virginia. But I'm telling you, he and I are still going to meet up and have a constitutional seminar of our own, and just renew our acquaintances. And I'm telling you, Butch, let me just reiterate this to your audience. I know you have a very sophisticated and loyal audience on your show. I want everybody to know and understand this. This case was an absolute miracle. Jay Prince, he's not all that religious. I am, but he's not all that religious, but he totally believes it was a miracle. Out of all the cases the Supreme Court gets, they only hear 1% of them. 1%. And it's out of thousands of cases. And I think the court averages 3,000 cases a year that comes to them. They only take 1%. And then the percentage out of that after that is that you win at the U.S. Supreme Court is like a fraction of a fraction of a fraction. And so it was absolutely miraculous. The older I get, the more I look back at the case, the more miraculous it becomes. And I'm absolutely convinced it was by the hand of God that case happened. And I'll tell you one quote now that I was going to tell you earlier. Quote, this is from the Mac Prince case. But the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. Our own best intentions. This Constitution is supposed to protect all of us from government's supposed best intentions. What would that do to the mask laws or rules or dictators' rules?
Amen.
What would that do to shutting down? What would that do to shutting churches down, for God's sakes? We can't even agree on protecting the sanctity of freedom of religion in this country that was founded on that principle. And so we have forgotten our way, and this case will help anyone. And there's copies of the highlights of this case on my website at cspoa.org. And everybody should get that. It's a little pocket-sized booklet. The Supreme Court, the Sheriff Supreme Court case is what it's called. And I'm telling you what, everybody should read that, and you should have every sheriff and public official read that. And, I mean, they're cheap as all get up. They're only, you can get 5 of them for $10. I mean, come on. So everybody should read that case. It's an amazing, miraculous case. And after you read it, you'll see how miraculous it is. And then it even goes on further, Pastor Butch. It says that the Constitution protects us from, quote, the crisis of the day. The crisis of the day. End quote. And we know darn well that government creates the crises of the day so that they can come and do all this to us that they've done pursuant to the supposed coronavirus threat.
Amen. You know, that would be good to present right now to a case about this coronavirus setup. If you find a lawyer to take on the case, which I think we have here in West Virginia, I've got a copy of that for him to read from the Supreme Court ruling on your case. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, they should use that. And several states used it to stop some of Obama's far-reaching executive orders. And it can go now. I don't know how you feel about Trump, but I actually feel like he's done a decent job, and his stance for protecting life, I think, has been very admirable. I will criticize Republicans who haven't gone far enough on that and how they didn't even try to defund Planned Parenthood. And I'm shocked and appalled on that one, and I think it's the most pressing issue of our time and that has ever faced our country.
We won't get a discussion about Trump or Biden, either one. I wouldn't, if they were on fire, I wouldn't take time to water them. Anyway, go ahead.
But because of that, because of his stand on abortion, I'm supporting him, and I know that Biden will offer abortion to anybody at any time. And it's a shame that we feel that that's necessary for anyone in our country to support that.
Well, that shouldn't be a discussion. Again, that shouldn't be a discussion. At all, period.
Yeah.
That's murder.
It should not. You're absolutely correct.
Just like homosexuality, it shouldn't even be a discussion. But anyway, we've got to move on to your meeting because I want to cover that. So what's going on? Tell us what's happening in Lynchburg and how people can get involved.
Well, I'm telling you, we've offered to pay the hotel room for all the sheriffs that attend, and my credit card is maxed out. And I called to tell you, do you think I should be the only one paying for that? And then you sent in a donation. Enough to pay for a sheriff. And I go, man, God bless you, Pastor Butch. You always put your money where your mouth is, and I thank you for that. But we need about another 100 people to do the same thing you did. I'm not stuck with this huge bill. And we're paying for the breakfast and the lunch. Now, a lot of sheriffs are coming, and a lot of them have said, I can't afford to get there. And I said, I'll pay your way then. You know, if your heart is so pure that you want to be there, I'll pay your way. And he goes, thanks. And they're coming. They didn't go, no, Sheriff, I don't want you paying for it. They said, thank you, like a good Christian should. You know, they said thank you, and they're coming. You know,
well, in a little bit, I'm going to tell you how you can help. Now, I don't say this very often about anything going like this. And again, I may not understand everything's happening there, but I do know that Sheriff Richard Mack and other men and women are literally trying to make a difference. They're traveling all across country to come together to get their heads together, to move forward in this country. Folks, we're in a world of hurt here. Our nation is going to hell in a handbasket. And we're not just saying that. I mean, riots and pillaging and murders and the liberal idiots are backing these BLM up and Antifa up. And we need sheriffs in counties who will say, no, they're not coming to our county. We will deputize them in the county and stop them. Now, folks, here's your chance to help. So after the break, we'll discuss more about this and tell you I can help Sheriff Mack get these people to Lynchburg. Don't go away.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Humana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, let's get back in and talk to Sheriff Richard Mack. I'm kind of excited about this meeting coming up here, folks. Just about 2 weeks, actually. Last Wednesday night of the month, on the 30th of the month, they're going to meet in Lynchburg, and I would love to be able to get there myself and just to see what's going on. I truly would. I don't know if it's going to work out or not, but I'd love to be there. And you, if you have any questions to call or talk to Sheriff Richard Mack about tonight, you can do that at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And Sheriff, I know you really don't have any idea how many people are going to show up yet, do you?
No, we know that there's a pretty good contingency from Virginia because they're having another sheriff training the day before on the 29th. And so all they have to do is stay over a day and come to this on the 30th. And the sheriffs of Virginia are the ones that initiated this whole thing anyway. And that's
because,
another miraculous thing.
Because of it, tell them why.
Well, because of all the fights they're having with their governor there.
How did this man get elected?
Oh, you know, I've asked that. How does Nancy Pelosi get elected?
I'm telling you. It has to be rigged.
The stupidest people. It's just stupid, ignorant people.
It is. And Bashar in Kentucky kicked out a good governor and put him in.
Hey, let me tell you something. You need to call me back on my cell. The phone is going
off. All right. Call me back on your cell phone, please. Okay. All right, folks, get in and talk to Sheriff Richard Mack, and we'll take a phone call a little bit if you want to talk to him, and we're going to tell you how to get, if you want to help them with the finances, and I hope you will, folks. I'll send him a couple $100. That's all I had. That'll pay for a motel room for 2 nights for a sheriff. That's the best I could do. I helped pay for a sheriff's trip down there. So that's the best I can do. And if you can do that, if you just send $20, $30, whatever you got, it would help them pay for the sheriff's trip to Lynchburg. You say, well, we're doing good. It certainly won't do any harm. It's a move in the right direction. Folks, I'm telling you that November is going to be hell in this country. You better pray that we have some sheriffs are standing by, willing to help you survive through what's coming up in this country. I really mean that. The sheriff's going to be the only defense you have, basically, in your county, except for you and maybe your neighbors. If the sheriff's not with you, it's going to be really tough. And, Richard, are you there?
Yes, I am. And you're exactly correct on that, Butch. And the people of this country have got to know and understand that their sheriff works directly for them, not indirectly. He reports only to them. He's their only supervisor, and he promised in God's name that he would uphold and defend and protect their God-given rights. And so the other part of that is I believe there's a trinity, and I'm talking politically here, sort of politically, so I will never disparage the power of Jesus Christ. I will never do that. Because we need him to save our country.
Amen.
However, what we need to be doing as a people is we need to be forming our own trinity, and it would be this. The sheriffs, the people, and the churches. The sheriff, the people, and the churches. If we can get those three working together, to restore our Constitution and our God-given liberties, we will win. And I'm totally convinced that this sheriff movement that I started 11 years ago, really it started in 1994 when I did my lawsuit, but the actual organization of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, to which everyone listening to this program can join, because it is a combination and to a working co-op with sheriffs and the people, every one of you can join. It does cost a slight fee, but you can do $9.95 a month, you can do $29.95 a month, you can do $50 a month, whatever you want. Large donations, if you can do a large donation, please do. If you can do a $5 donation, please do. If you can send in a piece of silver or a piece of gold, please do. Because this is, I believe, now listen to me, Butch, you're not going to, this might floor you a little bit that I'm saying this. I believe this is the most important meeting in the United States of America since the Constitutional Convention. I believe that with all my heart.
I'm not going to argue that. I mean, this could change things if people did what they'll attend and get support it. And folks, we're going to tell you about that right now. We're going to tell you how you can write and donate. How you maybe can get on the internet and find out more about it. And go ahead, brother, and tell us what people need to do and how they can help.
First, there's 2 weeks to go, and people that live close, your sheriff, if he lives in West Virginia or Virginia, or we've already got two or three coming from Maryland. I think we got one from Delaware, but anywhere close to Virginia, get your sheriff. Still get a hold of him and get him there. Have him call us tomorrow. We can still arrange to have him go. Some of them just need to get in their car and drive over there and go, okay? Because it's at Liberty University, Lynchburg, Virginia, all day September 30th. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, ends at 5 o'clock. We'll buy them breakfast and buy them lunch. Okay, and some of them that need it, and I think we're running out of hotel space because we've already got about 40 in the one hotel, and the hotel's running out of rooms. But there's other hotels there. You can get them a room. You can pay their way or help pay their way. But we already have sheriffs that have needed our financial help. So, again, if you can send a dollar or $5,000, people have been sending cash in the mail. I got a piece of silver in the mail yesterday. Nobody has sent a piece of gold yet, but we've had that in the past. We appreciate so much real money. And so if you want to send some out of your stash of gold and silver, please do. We accept that. Send cash, send FRNs, I don't care, whatever it takes to get this to happen. But you can mail anything to CSPOA, P.O. Box 567. And the town is Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y, H-I-G-L-E-Y, Arizona, 85236, 85236, or just go to cspoa.org, cspoa.org, stands for Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association, cspoa.org, and you can make donations there, or mail them in, or send them by telegram. I don't know how much you can pay.
Well, now, tell the folks the agenda for that day. What is planned? Who's speaking? What's going on?
Well, we have sheriffs from Virginia speaking. I'm giving three awards to sheriffs, and I might as well tell you those sheriffs. The sheriff of the year for constitutional sheriffs is none other than Virginia Sheriff Richard Vaughn.
Okay.
And he's going to be the Constitutional Sheriff of the Year. I just called the trophies and tea place to get the trophies done, the plaques done today. And then another great constitutional Christian sheriff is Sheriff Scott Nichols from Maine. And if you'll remember, he told his governor, he said, "We will not enforce these rules. We will not conduct ourselves like Nazis. We will enforce the Constitution."
Amen. I remember that.
So
yes.
That man is getting the co-sheriff of the year, or he's just simply getting meritorious. And what's the other one? Meritorious, exemplary, and meritorious service as sheriff of Franklin County, Maine. And then another one of those is going to go to Sheriff Mark Lamb from Arizona. He's really been a stalwart. He's a Republican. He stood against the governor here, who is also a Republican, who issued these ridiculous mandates for masks and shutdown. And now even the Democrats, all the politicians are agreeing that this shutdown was a huge mistake.
Oh, yes.
And that's got to be the biggest duh in the world. But it was a mistake. And now they're trying to do all these other things to kind of cover their tracks. And it's just amazing how government officials can be so taken with their own power.
Well, I'm going to say this. I like to think of the mistake, but I'm convinced a lot of them know what they were doing. What you're doing. I wish we all had Christian Noem for governor in our state. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, same here. I love the South Dakota governor. I hope she runs for president. Because that's all a leader can do in this country. Because Jefferson said, in this constitutional republic, we can persuade and reason with the people, but we cannot force them. And arresting a minister, as Sheriff Cronister did down in Florida, is absolutely unforgivable. It's the most shameful thing I've ever heard of happening, and that was Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. The sheriff arrested him for having church. And I can't believe these other churches today still.
That's not the first time it's happened. Remember, back in the 90s, a church had a school going in the church, and I want to say Minnesota, but it may have been another. Anyway, it was arrested for doing that. Yeah, folks, this is unbelievable. Yeah. Let's take a phone call before we get out of time here. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in and join us.
Good morning, evening, Pastor.
Good morning.
I have some good news. Do you know about the case where Butler Green, Lafayette, and Washington counties in Pennsylvania sued, saying that the shutdown orders were unconstitutional?
Okay.
Well, U.S. District Judge William Strickman IV said, yes, it is.
Oh, fantastic.
Totally unconstitutional. So they won.
Somebody just sent that to me. Yep, that's great.
Oh.
Love it.
Yeah. He said, Strickland noted that the Wolf administration actions were undertaken with the good intention of addressing public health emergency, but that even in an emergency, the authority of government is not unfettered.
Amen.
The Constitution cannot accept the concept of a new normal where the basic liberties of the people can be subordinated to open-ended emergency mitigation measures.
Amen.
But the Constitution
should be for the whole country, and I'm glad the sheriffs, or some of them, are standing up and saying no.
Amen.
Somebody needs it. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call,
so I just thought I'd bring you that good news.
Well, thank you for the call.
Amen.
And Sheriff, I would tell you this. I just spoke to a lawyer's office today here in West Virginia. We're trying to get a case up, class action suit against our governor in West Virginia. So we're not sitting still here either. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's great. And she basically just paraphrased the quote from my Supreme Court case. The Constitution protects us from our own best intentions.
Amen.
Yeah, I love that.
So what do you expect to gain from this meeting?
We expect to gain constitutional sheriffs who are more dedicated than they were the day before this meeting, that they'll go out there and go home and convince the other sheriffs that are near them, convince the chiefs of police that they all need to be on the same page to defend liberty. Individual liberty, God-given liberty, is number one in the performance of our jobs. And they will go out as disciples of freedom, and they will get other people to join them in this holy cause of liberty, as Patrick Henry called it. And we literally have had dozens and dozens of sheriffs stand before and during this pandemic, and now we're going to make that hundreds and hundreds. And our goal is to get about 800 to 1,000. If we have 1,000 sheriffs doing that, that's one-third of the sheriffs in this country. And let me tell you, Butch, there is no stopping it. There will be no stopping the cause of liberty if we get that many. There will always be a place for people to turn for peace, safety, and liberty. And they'll always have a public official that they can turn to for help. And instead of sheriff saying, oh, you got to go get a lawyer. Who can afford a lawyer to go against the IRS? You know, come on. So this literally will be the beginning of restoring our Constitution one sheriff at a time all across America.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you this, our nation is in such utter chaos. We're divided, more divided. And the election coming up in November, I don't care who wins, all hell's going to break loose. You know that also.
I don't think it's going to be too serious if it's Biden that gets. I don't think it's going to be too serious of rioting if Biden gets elected.
It's going to be nasty. I may be wrong, but I look for civil war breaking out big time. We need sheriffs now more than any other time to intercede for the people.
More than ever.
We do.
Yeah,
folks,
absolutely.
This is important. Whether we're right or not, I'm praying that we're wrong. I hope that Brother Dane is wrong.
I think it's going to delay who's going to win for several months. And during that time, it's going to be pandemic. Another pandemic.
And now you may know this. I don't know, but I'm trying to figure this out. I read this, but I don't quite understand it. If there's a draw, so to speak, nobody knows who won. Pelosi could be acting president while they're trying to decide who's
president.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm listening to this, people. Yep. My God, we got to stop this. Please help these people get to Lynchburg again. The address again, and give it to them again, Richard, if you don't mind.
Just make the check or address the envelope to CSPOA. CSPOA. And then if you don't remember that, just put it to Sheriff Matt. And then the P.O. box is 567. And the town is Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y. Higley, Arizona, 85236.
Now, folks, we know every time I ever ask you to support something like this, you know that. But I am this because it's that important. It is that important. Now is your chance to make a difference. And you say, well, preacher, I won't do any good. And you don't know that, and I don't either. But whether we win or lose, duty is still ours. Understand that. It is the consequences are not in our hands. They're in our God's hands. But the duty to do what's right is still up to you and I. And, folks, we will answer poor Almighty God on what
we
did in His name.
Like we were talking off air, Butch, do you want me to give up? Do you want me to stop?
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop, and I'm not going to give up.
I can't. Richard, to call myself a believer in the Almighty God, born again Christian Jesus Christ, and someone who believes what the Word of God says, if I quit, I'd be a hypocrite. I may be hypocrite.
I'm not a hypocrite. Then you're just talking.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can't do that. I can't hold still. But secondly, I can't turn my back on what I know is right.
No,
I
you
cannot
can't.
Turn my back on liberty. I cannot. Will not.
No, it isn't for me and you, Richard. We're over halfway done. We have children, grandchildren.
Yeah. I got 16 grandkids.
Yeah, I only got six way ahead of me here, but nonetheless, the thing is, we're turning over a nation that's going to hell because of our apathy, indifference, and waiting for the rapture, for God's sake. Come on, people. You know better than that. Let's help these folks. Now, if you want to call and talk to us, the line's open, 844-769-2944. I don't get this fired up by too many meetings in my lifetime, folks. I haven't. I really haven't. And again, I don't know what the outcome's going to be. But I do know this. My duty is to do what's right with this and support this meeting and do our best to preserve what's left of our country for the sake of our children and for the glory of our God. Now, if you don't want to do that, then shut up. Don't bother even talking to me anymore. I don't really care. If all you're going to do is talk, just get out of the way. You're cluttering up the battlefield here. We don't need sideline players. We need somebody stepping on the field and get in there with us. We don't need somebody to sit back and cheer us on. We need somebody in there with us. Come and join us in the battle. And again, folks, lines open if you want to call and talk to us. 844-769-2944. We got about 7 or 8 minutes left. Richard, go ahead. What else do you want to say?
Well, Well, we've been working with so many different sheriffs across the country for a number of years, as you alluded to earlier. And we even have sheriffs standing against Governor Newsom in California. If the sheriffs in California can get on board with this, how much more so should the sheriffs in West Virginia and Virginia? And how about New York? I mean, and we talked about, we haven't really talked about Governor Whitmer, who is one of the worst dictators in American history out of Michigan. Well, we got about 7 or 8 sheriffs coming from Michigan. And boy, they've been really enthusiastic. And then we got about 5 or 6 sheriffs coming from Texas. We got some coming from Mississippi. And these sheriffs are just, they're calling me. And want me to tell you why they called me? Because constituents in their counties called them and said, we want you going to that CSPOA meeting in Virginia. And they called us and said, now where is this? What is it? What? And I tell them and they say, I'm on. Get me there. Whatever you have to do, Sheriff, get me there. And so we worked together to get these sheriffs there. And if like I said before, if any of them needed financial help getting there, I offered it. If they didn't, I have several sheriffs. Hey, no, I'll book my flight. I said, well, I'm working with a travel agent. You can call them. It's good. Give me the number. And I said, do you need help with your life? No, I got it. And so Sheriff Bob Songer, who was our sheriff of the year last year from Washington State, he said, Sheriff, you don't need to pay for my room. And I said, you can make whatever donation you want to after you get here. He goes, I'll do that. You know,
wow.
And this is a sheriff that has stood against Governor Inslee in Washington State. And I'm telling you, there's about 5 governors who are equally little Hitlers. That's Governor Newsom, Governor Inslee, Governor Northam, Governor Whitmer, and which one can I add to that? Probably about 5 other states. Governor Cuomo from New York.
Cuomo is a thug. Let's take another call. Let's go to Colorado and talk to Roger. Roger, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, fellas, it's good to hear the passion and that you're still at it. You know, my name is Roger Easley. I'm running for sheriff up here in Park County. The election's in 2 years. You guys really need to take it serious and get a hold of me next year, okay?
Well, you can come to the meeting with you if you want.
Pardon me?
You go ahead and come to the meeting this year if you want.
Sheriff Richard Mack, I love you. I will contact you. I just heard you both on the radio, and my phone signal is terrible. But since you said I can come, let me get a hold of you in the next few days. I got your home number. We've spoken before. Until dawn, hello. Goodbye. I love you guys.
I tell you, before you hang up, Roger, you might want to write down this office number.
Yeah, Pastor Butch.
You might want to write down this office number. I think he's changed home numbers. Here's his office number. Write this down. 602-268-9268. 602-268-9268. Folks, you don't have to be a sheriff to go. If you want to go, go. Again, 602-268-9268 is the office number. Did you get that, Roger?
No, the first 3 digits.
602-268-9268. There you go. Okay. All right,
I got it this time.
Okay. All right, let's go to Massachusetts and talk to David. David, come on in. Welcome.
It's ironic how you're talking about the sheriff from Franklin County in Maine. This year was the bicentennial of Maine statehood.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, what the point I wanted to make is, all these, I know it's a particularly Democrat mayors that telling the police to stand down in the midst of these Antifa's. I call them Marxist insurgents, but isn't that tantamount to declaring the people outside of their protection?
Good question. Sheriff, did you hear the question?
I'm not sure I understood that.
He said that some of the sheriffs in the counties where he's talking about had told the governor and told the sheriffs to stand down and don't interfere with Antifa and other places. Isn't that pretty much telling the sheriff go ahead.
And the sheriff can say, we will do whatever we have to do to protect life, liberty, and property. Period. End of story. I don't work for the governor. Just like one of the sheriffs said in California, I do not work for the governor. I work for the people. And every sheriff should be saying the same exact thing.
Okay. Answer your question, David?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, anyway, brace yourself because we have a rough ride coming up.
Yes, we do. Yes, we're doing it. And if we can get these sheriffs to stand up with us, it may make the ride a little smoother. So anything else you want to say, David?
Well, unfortunately, I call Massachusetts the Commonwealth of Massachusetts because of the prevailing attitudes around here because of the, academia. At least in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, they still have the more, real American kind of sheriffs, that mindset up there.
Well, you just if you can get somebody, if you get your sheriff come down to the meeting and the 30th, that'd be a wonderful thing to do, Dave. It's worth a shot. And thanks for the call. Thank you. Good call. All right, folks, we've got about 2 minutes left. If you want to call, you better hurry. 844-769-2944. And Sheriff Richard.
We've got a good sheriff in Massachusetts, Tom Hudson. It doesn't look like I don't think he's able to make it this year, but we'd sure love to have him. If anybody else in Massachusetts, call Sheriff Tom Hudson. I don't remember the county, but there's not that many there that you couldn't find him. Tom Hudson. Encourage him to get to this conference. He's been with us before in the past, but you can't always get all the sheriffs, but I'm telling you, there's some good sheriffs there, but the state of Massachusetts and Pennsylvania and Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut, they've all been trying to destroy the office of sheriff.
Amen.
And in Connecticut, they did it. There's no more sheriffs in Connecticut.
And that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable, but they did that. They actually did that.
Yep, 20 years ago.
Unbelievable. Well, folks, we're about out of time here. Again, please support if you can. Do it quickly. We've got 2 weeks to go, roughly. Write to Sheriff Mack. You can just put down there Sheriff Mack. You'll get it. Sheriff Mack, P.O. Box 567, Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y, Arizona, 85216.
No, 85236.
Please support it. I'm sorry.
85236.
I'm sorry. 85236, folks. 85236. And the phone number to call his office is 602-268-9268. And Sheriff Richard Mack, I want to thank you. And if God allows, I'll see you maybe down there, hopefully, but I don't know that I can be there. But either way, I'm trying to support you all I can. I'll do all I can to help you get more people in there. And if anything else I can do, you have my number. Call me.
Thank you, Butch. I will. And I really hope that you show up there and that you can't come in because it's too full.
Hey, man. All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great evening. God bless. Folks, we love you. By the grace of God, see you tomorrow night with Dr. Judy Mikovits. You don't want to miss that. Have a wonderful night. Good night. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.